Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 73 cloudy degrees right now in Richland Center. Forecast says today's high will be 83. In the news, the Richland County Fair gets underway today and runs through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Today is livestock entry day from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, there will be animal shows throughout the day. Kaylee Manning is one of the youth who will be showing her animals.
So this year at County Fair, I'm going to be bringing two steers, so two market steers, and you only can sell one, so I'll be selling one market steer. And that animal is one that I think I purchased back last October, and I've worked with it till now, so it's a year plus long project that you work with. And I'm also bringing a homegrown animal, which is something that's like really special to me, because that's one that we've raised and we've had it since it was a calf, and we've helped pull the calves, and you know, it's just something special to me to be able to bring my own cows to the county fair and be like, yeah, I've raised that one. And something you can't beat.
Bristol Nielsen is another participant who will be showing several animals, which includes five sheep and one dairy steer. Preparing the animals takes several hours per week.
I usually spend most of my time with my Weather. He's such a sweet boy. I spend a lot of time with him. Mostly, I really like to spend my time growing his leg hair. It's a really popular trend. Think about, like, you have trends in the industry with, like, your clothes or anything like that. You really want your leg wool big and fluffy and all that. You really want to get that leg wool big. And it, like, makes the legs look bigger than they are. So I really like to spend my time rinsing those legs, getting them clean, putting product in those legs to get them really conditioned, and wrap those legs so he doesn't chew the leg wool off. So I really do that every other day to get his legs clean. So I would say like maybe 15 hours a week.
Also, tomorrow, Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opens at 5 o'clock and will run each day during the fair. Featured events include on Friday, the Southwest Pullers Truck and Tractor Pull at 6:30. Saturday is Children's Day. Events include Kids in Agriculture Activities at 9 o'clock, a pedal pull at 3, the Meat Animal Sale at 5 o'clock, and a Demolition Derby at 7. Sunday at 11 o'clock, the Little British Showmanship Contest takes place. All weekend, you can view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices Friday and Saturday are $5, and tomorrow and Sunday are free. You can find the full schedule of events by going online to richlandcountywi.gov or by clicking on the Richland County Fairgrounds Facebook page. A school bus transporting the Benton Scales Mound Schulzberg Middle School football team was involved in an accident Tuesday afternoon while traveling to a game in Stockton, Illinois. Fortunately, school officials confirmed that all athletes and coaches walked away from the accident safely. All students were released directly to their parents at the scene. In response to the incident, counselors will be on hand at all three schools today to check in with the affected students and any others who may need support. School representatives expressed deep gratitude to the first responders who assisted at the scene and praised the Stockton School District for its support during the situation. They also thanked the community for the overwhelming messages of concern and encouragement. A 72-year-old bicyclist from Waterloo was hospitalized Monday evening after being struck by a car on County Road I in the town of Portland. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 7:10 p.m. on Monday. An initial investigation indicates that a 2023 Audi, driven by a 46-year-old female from Waterloo, was traveling south on County Road I when it struck a southbound bicycle ridden by a 72-year-old male, also from Waterloo. The bicyclist, who was wearing a helmet during the collision, sustained injuries and was transported by Waterloo EMS to UW Hospital in Madison. The driver of the Audi was not injured. First responders assisting at the scene included the Waterloo Police Department and Waterloo EMS. The incident remains under investigation by the Dodge County Crash Investigation Team. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a new slate of grant awards aimed at expanding the state's fast and reliable electric vehicle charging station network. Funded through federal infrastructure initiatives, the newly selected projects focus on expanding coverage along major state highways and regional corridors to support growing electric vehicle adoption and ensure convenient charging access across urban, rural, and tribal communities throughout Wisconsin. Among the communities selected across southwest Wisconsin, grants have been awarded to locations in Boscobel, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Prairie du Chien, Reedsburg, Spring Green, and Viroqua. State transportation officials evaluated each proposal based on strategic location along travel routes, site accessibility, proximity to amenities, and overall readiness to support travelers. Additionally, Richland Center is set to receive a new fast charging site located at the Ramada, known by many as the White House. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, in partnership with the University of Wisconsin Athletic Department, is once again offering free tickets to veterans and service members for this year's Wisconsin Badgers Salute to Veterans football game. The Badgers are set to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday, November 7th, with kickoff time still to be determined. In addition to the game, attendees will have the opportunity to visit the recently opened Camp Randall Veterans Memorial Plaza. Located adjacent to the stadium in Camp Randall Memorial Park, the plaza serves as a tribute to those who served and is open to the public both during and after the game. Due to a limited supply, tickets will be distributed through a lottery system. Eligible veterans and active service members can register online to receive up to two free tickets by visiting wisvetsports.com. The registration window is open now and will close promptly Monday, September 14th at 5 p.m. Lottery winners will be selected and officially announced by Friday, September 26th. For ongoing updates, reminders, and additional event information, the WDVA encourages participants to follow their official pages on Facebook and Instagram. A tragic collision in Monroe County on Friday afternoon has left a 37-year-old Wilton woman dead and five other people injured after an SUV struck an Amish buggy. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 3:35 p.m. on Friday on State Highway 131 between County Highway A and Irondale Avenue in the township of Toma. Deputies determined that both the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas and the Amish buggy were traveling southbound up a hill when the SUV struck the buggy from behind. The 38-year-old Toma woman driving the Volkswagen told investigators that she experienced a sneezing fit immediately before the crash and did not see the buggy. Although she was briefly trapped inside her vehicle, she was able to get out before being transported to a local hospital where she was later treated and released. The buggy carried five occupants. One passenger, a 37-year-old woman from Wilton, was transported to the hospital but later succumbed to her injuries. The remaining four occupants of the buggy, ranging in age from 18 months to 24 years old, sustained serious injuries and remain hospitalized. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office has not released the names of those involved as the investigation remains ongoing. Highway 131 was closed for approximately 2 hours while emergency crews worked the scene. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reported that the measles outbreak in southwest Wisconsin has grown to 151 confirmed cases, along with six probable cases. While the total number of confirmed cases in Iowa County remains stable at 62, case counts have increased across the regional outbreak, which spans Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties. Currently, Lafayette County has recorded 71 confirmed cases and six probable cases, while Grant County reports 18. Confirmed cases. Health officials state that the rise in cases points to ongoing transmission among individuals who have close contact with previously identified cases. Measles is an exceptionally contagious virus with a transmission rate where 9 out of 10 unvaccinated or unprotected individuals will contract the virus upon exposure. Because symptoms can take up to 21 days to develop, public health officials anticipate more cases may emerge among those close contacts. The illness typically begins with symptoms such as fever, cough, runny nose, and red eyes, followed several days later by a distinctive rash starting at the head and spreading downward. Health officials advise anyone exhibiting these symptoms to remain at home and immediately contact their health care provider before seeking in-person medical care to allow clinics to protect staff and other patients. In response, the Iowa County Health Department is collaborating closely with the DHS to identify potential exposures, offer testing, and facilitate vaccinations. Local Health Officer Debbie Siegenthaler emphasizes a message of prevention, urging the public to check their vaccination status online via the Wisconsin Immunization Registry or through their health care provider. For those who are unvaccinated, health officials strongly recommend receiving the safe and highly effective measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine, which has been in use for over 50 years. The MMR vaccine is available at local health departments, pharmacies, and medical clinics with assistance programs like Vaccines for Children and Vaccines for Adults available for those without sufficient insurance coverage.